Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, let's shift gears here a lot and talk about how we talk. First, listen to this.
Please call Stella. Ask her to bring these things with her from the store. 6 spoons of fresh snow peas, 5 thick slabs of blue cheese, and maybe a snack for her brother Bob.
Okay, so how do you think that way of speaking might influence this other way of speaking?
Mis padres vinieron aquí de El Salvador. Mi papá vino en los 70s.
Well, in other words, how does the way English is spoken in the greater Boston region influence the way Spanish is spoken here? It's one of the questions that Boston University linguist Daniel Erker has been asking for some time now, and he joins us in the studio to discuss his findings. Daniel Erker, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much for having me.
So very interesting question about how differing ways different languages are spoken in the region may influence each other. What got you interested in even asking this question to begin with?
Well, I guess personally what got me interested, after I graduated from college, I was working as a bilingual music teacher at a grade school in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And what I was interested in after a while was not the way that the kids learned how to play the guitar or the piano, but the way these children who were native speakers of Spanish and English decided to use their linguistic repertoires. So they knew without any instruction whatsoever who to speak Spanish with, who to speak English with, and they also had a facility with respect to interlocutors, that is, individuals they spoke with, to change in mid-course, midstream, switch from Spanish into English and back again. And through observing the way little children were doing this, I came to realize there was something called linguistics.
Many multilingual households could have told you the same thing. But
well, so I went and did a PhD in linguistics, and I did my grad studies in New York City, and I worked with a team of linguists who were interested in the Spanish-speaking community in New York City, which, of course, is quite large. What characterizes a lot of Spanish speakers in the United States is that they're bilingual, and as is the case with a lot of individuals in the United States, they speak more than one language. More than one language at home. And what I'm really interested in is whether individuals who speak both English and Spanish in a local context, like Boston or New York, or in rural places as well, may be producing speech that is, in a way, heretofore unobserved.
Okay, so let's talk about the things that you have observed.
Sure.
In what may be this emerging new way of speaking, because you've kindly given us some examples.
Yes.
From your research. And we're going to hear now a little bit about something that is common to everybody's speech, it's just used in different ways, and that's pause fillers.
Yeah.
I do a lot of them, much to the chagrin of listeners. Lots of ums. Sorry, everybody. But here's how we have a clip now of how a Spanish-speaking immigrant to the greater Boston area fills his spot of pauses when he speaks.
No sé cómo puedes contestar ahí porque el problema televisión.
So the pause there was at the beginning with the A, right?
Precisely.
Okay, so I'm going to play another clip
okay.
here before you go, because
okay.
before we dive into what this means, because you've got given us another one to compare. This is from a younger bilingual Spanish speaker.
Mis padres vinieron aquí de El Salvador. Mi papá vino en los 70s.
So what's the primary difference there?
The difference is the first speaker, who is a man in his mid-30s, who came from Puerto Rico to Boston. He had been in Boston for about 3 months when I interviewed him. And when he is filling a pause, that is, when he doesn't know what he's going to say next, but he still wants to keep talking, which is why we fill pauses, he says, The second speaker who you played is a young woman whose parents are from El Salvador. She grew up in the United States. And instead of she says, Now, it may sound pretty unremarkable and pretty ridiculous to focus on that difference, the difference between a and The thing is that from a linguistic perspective, the production of the second speaker is very interesting because languages have inventories of sounds in the same way that someone's pantry has ingredients in it or someone's refrigerator has produce in it. Languages have inventories of vowels and consonants. And the following vowel, is not a vowel that's typically considered part of the Spanish recipe or the Spanish set of ingredients. So the question is, what is this speaker doing when she's speaking in obviously a Spanish mode, using Spanish words, using Spanish phrase structure, but she's using a vowel sound that doesn't sound like Spanish.
So what's your answer to that question? What is she doing?
Well, what she's doing is she's doing what a lot of bilinguals do, which is she has a repertoire of linguistic knowledge, and what she's doing is using her linguistic knowledge to make the thoughts that she has external, right, out into the world through speech.
Well, we've got just about a minute to go
okay.
here, and I did want to just go straight at the question that we started off with. Obviously, this region is very linguistically diverse for so many reasons, and not just with Spanish, but any number of languages. But we did ask the question earlier of whether or not there's a new emerging sort of Boston Spanish dialect. Is there?
Boy, that's the tough question. I mean, that's what I'm actively trying to understand. And I think that the answer from a certain point of view is yes. There is a variety of Spanish that's being used by the Spanish-speaking community here that is unique precisely because the people are unique. The community is unique. We have not only a variety of English that we're familiar with here in the local area, but also a really rich variety of Spanish speakers. Boston has not the largest Spanish-speaking community in the United States, but among the most diverse. So we have individuals from Central America, South America, the Caribbean, some Europeans, but the distribution is quite diverse. That's really what matters.
Well, Daniel Urker is Assistant Professor of Spanish and Linguistics at Boston University. He's the director of the Spanish in Boston Project. It's been really great to speak with you. Thank you so much.
It was my pleasure.
There's more of the show in just a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.